Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenko, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankard Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering thingy, and Instagram. I'll figure it out at some point. I will. So, you know, here we are in the midst of this pandemic. You know, New York is on a lockdown. I haven't been out of the house in 3 weeks, and that was only to go to the hospital because I was pretty much grounded myself before that with the upper respiratory infection. But, yeah. I'm not even tempted to go out because I don't have the fucking breath or energy to. I guess it's kind of good. And I find myself ordering stuff. Ordering game material on Amazon, on drive-thru. And I'm not really reading it. And I've been retired for a number of years. I found ways to occupy myself. Obviously, I'm not going down for pub lunches. I'm not going anywhere. But I find now that in New York City, especially in my area of New York City in Queens, being at the center or ground zero, whatever they're calling it, of this wonderful COVID-19 pandemic, that I'm either watching a 24-hour news channel or I'm watching mindless shit. And today was the first day where I said,
"No, I'm washing my hair."
I know, and I didn't say that. I didn't say no, get off my hair. I'm not being the bad one here. Donk or the dog is. But today I finally said to myself, you know what? Why don't I set up my tablet so I can actually not just surf the web as opposed to just looking on my phone, but put up a blog post or two. I'm even thinking about doing a YouTube channel. Now, initially when I was thinking about doing the YouTube channel, my thoughts were, oh, I'll do it, and it'll be talking, like reviewing games or whatever. No, I think there's more stuff going on in the world right now. And yes, I understand that this podcast has gotten a little more topical than it usually was. And you'll have to forgive my indulgence on that. But when you hear ambulances 24/7, and you know they're going to Elmhurst Hospital, and you pretty much know what that hospital is going through, and it becomes very real. So, that being said, because of what's going on, because of everybody who's stuck at home, there are companies, there are people that are giving back. Osprey Books. If you don't know what Osprey Books is, they are the publishers. If you went to a game store and you're like, wow, there's this like magazine rack of these, what size are they? Are they 8.5 by 11s or maybe a little bit smaller? Like paperback, oversized paperback books for historical eras. It's all history, whether it's World War II or Napoleonic or Roman or Byzantine, and they have a book on this, and they just look at this stuff and go, holy shit, I'd love to own it. Well, guess what? They gave away 5 free titles last week. They have 5 free titles this week. No, you don't get to pick the fucking titles. I know there are people out there going, well, if I'm getting 5 free titles, shouldn't I be able to pick my own? No, that's not how it works. But they're free. They're in either EPUB or PDF format. If you want the link, easiest way to get to the link right now is go to tankhearttavern.com. It's the April 1st post. And yes, today's April 1st. Normally, I would think of, my God, what can I do for April 1st? What kind of fucking hilarious podcast episode or blog post or both can I put together? I've done it before. Scry into the tavern's cesspool and make predictions. Can't do it, man. I can't do it. All right. You know, I predict that at least New York City is not going to be up and running again fully until the end of the summer. How about that? That's my prediction. I can't help but the rest of the country. Not everybody's being hit as hard as we are. I know New Orleans is taking a hit. LA is taking a hit. Seattle might have gone over to Hump already. But, yeah. And it's going to affect a lot of things. Like I said before, no inside knowledge on this one. I know North Texas is, they're already prepping the idea of, at least mentally, the idea of an online con if necessary. But they haven't canceled the convention in June yet. I just don't see me getting there because I suspect New York City will still be locked fucking down. But this other stuff going on. Now, if you got a Humble Bundle, all right? Right now, there is a 3D printable Dungeons & Dragons Lair terrain. Printable Dungeons & Dragons terrain. Now, some of it, that $1, is actually the Easy Dungeons Deluxe. That's cardstock. You can print it out at home. You don't need a 3D printer. The rest of it is, I believe, Dragonlock and similar stuff. Now, that is Tom Tullis' Fat Dragon Games, although there are some others in here. There are some miniatures. There's terrain. There's some cool-looking stuff. Here's the problem, and I'm sure Rachel's going to love hearing this in the background. I would need a 3D printer to do this. Now, let's be honest. I am stuck in the house, can't go anywhere, and since Rach is working from home, access to my desktop is limited 5 days a week. So, yes, it's part of my mind go, I know exactly where I could put a 3D printer. Do I? Yeah, huh? Well, how is Eric recovering from pneumonia? Well, he's been 3D printing shit. Holy fuck. But if you were going to do 3D printing, if you have a 3D printer, it is an amazing value of stuff. High quality. You can start for as low as a buck. And for a buck, you definitely get your money's worth. But if you wanted to actually build your own dungeons, you probably got to go in at around, was it eight? Although 15 gives you pretty much everything you would want. The ultimate black. Hey, Tom doesn't have a fucking, excuse me. I don't see a tavern. Bastard. He should have had a tavern. But if you're not going to do 3D printing, you can also do cardstock. He's got some beautiful cardstock stuff. Now, if you want to support all things tavern, if you want to support this podcast, if you do go to Humble Bundle, use the following link, tankars-tavern.games/3D. And that will put a few, that'll give me, that's the affiliate link shortcut. And if you do that, you'll put a few geld in my pocket at this time. If I don't need it for myself, I'll certainly need it for my son, whose hours have been cut back by about 25%. He works for Delta. The airlines are suffering. They're going to be suffering even more, I think, before this gets better. Folks, I'm going to tell you what I always tell you, and I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to be like, shut up about it. Wash your fucking hands. You're going to hear me saying this for months. Months. Wash your hands 20 seconds. I don't care if it's hot water or cold water. You got to use soap. If you don't have soap, all right, so you can use your hand sanitizer. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Maintain that social distance. Weird phrase. Wait, social distance. I like my shorten. Hey, it's the length of a pole arm. Maybe you're right. I have a 10-foot pole. That's really maintaining social distance, right? Folks, I really, really want you all to stay safe and healthy. Please. Avoid avoid public spaces if you can, as for as long as you can. You know, that's about all I can say. As always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice, and God willing, I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.